Greetings, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean. Today we are starting our week, like we do every week, with wisdom and encouragement from the Psalms and from the Proverbs. And our Psalms are very encouraging today, and they're also very short. We're going to be looking at Psalm 23 and Psalm 24. Psalm 23 is arguably the most known psalm, most popular psalm, as far as just everyone has heard it. And it's a reminder that that God is the good shepherd, that he has like a responsibility for us, I should say, as we are just the flock. And that he can be trusted to protect and to care for his own. And Psalm 24 is a reminder that everything belongs to God, including us. Open up your hearts this morning. Let's see what the Word of God has to say. Six verses. That's all there is, Psalm 23, six verses. You've heard them 1,000 times before, but I want you to really open up your heart and receive it anew today. Let's begin. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He lendeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23, super, super powerful. I think I want to read it again. It's only six verses. I want to read it again from the Hallelujah Scriptures here, because we have God being addressed by his name specifically here twice, and I just think with the context of what's being said here, it would be nice to read it that way. So if you would just bear with me as I read these six verses one more time, let's begin. Jehovah is my shepherd. I do not lack. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He turns back my being. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread before me a table in the face of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah to the length of days. And that is Psalm 23. We're going to read Psalm 24 as well, but let me give you just this one little paragraph of commentary here from F.B. Meyer on this. He says, Jehovah is represented as a shepherd, the guide, the host of his people. We are taught to think less of our attitude toward him and more of his responsibility for us. The flock does not keep the shepherd, but the shepherd keeps the flock. Look away from yourself and trust him with all, in all, and for all. Great commentary. Let's read Psalm 24 before we move on to our Proverbs today. Actually, let me just ponder on Psalm 23 for just a minute longer. I like that commentary there from F.B. Meyer about how you look away from yourself and look toward him. And as a child of God, and him being your father, he has a responsibility for you. And it says that he leads me in the paths of righteousness, right? Because otherwise I'm going to stray. The reason that we can walk in for righteousness is because of God's grace and mercy. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Why? For his own name's sake. For his own reputation's sake. I love that. And I love that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's a deep thought. That God's caring for me right in the face of those who want evil to happen to me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. That's a beautiful attitude. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's read Psalm 24. Not a lot of commentary for this one, just listen closely. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Unto his name worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Actually, let's start that over. I apologize. I had a double page stuck together. Let's start that again. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God, the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. And that is Psalm 24, but I just feel compelled to do it again this morning. So open up your hearts for another round. I'm going to read Psalm 24, 10 quick verses. I'm going to read it one more time from the Hallelujah Scriptures here. Because, again, we're dealing with not just God's name in this one, but titles as well. God's name alongside titles, I should say. So Psalm 24, one more time. The earth belongs to Jehovah and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and upon the waters he establishes it. Who goes up into the mountain of Jehovah? And who stands in his Kodesh place? He who has innocent hands and a clean heart, who did not bring his life to naught and did not swear deceitfully. He receives a berakah, that is to say blessing, from Jehovah, and the righteousness from the Elohim of his deliverance. This is the generation of those who seek him. Jacob, who seeks your face, Selah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and let the Sovereign of Esteem come in. Who is Sovereign of Esteem? Jehovah strong and mighty, Jehovah mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up you, you everlasting doors, and let the Sovereign of Esteem come in. Who is the Sovereign of Esteem? Jehovah of hosts, he is the Sovereign of Esteem. And that is our Psalms for this week. Let's wrap up with some wisdom from our Proverbs. And we are looking at Proverbs chapter 25. Warnings and instructions continued. Let's begin. Verse 1. There are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. You see, when the king is surrounded by wickedness and evil, that's what'll come forth. We see it in modern government. Verse 6, put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better it is that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of a prince whom thy eyes have seen. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another. In other words, if you got an issue, talk it out face to face. Don't let it come about because you're talking about it behind their back type of thing. Verse 10. Lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thy infamy turn not away. So that whole part goes together. Let's read it again. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thy infamy turn not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a picture of silver, as an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is the faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoso boasts himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomit it. withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee, and so hate thee. 'Tis two really practical proverbs of wisdom there, right? If you found honey, don't gorge yourself on it, right? Too much of a good thing will make you sick. Don't overstay when you're with your friends or family, or like, don't overstay your welcome, because what is going to happen? They're going to be like, oh, there's so-and-so again. I don't want him to be here all night long, all day long. Right? What's it say? Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee, and so hate thee. Verse 18. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is of a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. As he taketh away a garment in cold weather, and as vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to a heavy heart. If thy enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. The north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. In other words, if you have to say you're the greatest of all time, you're not. Verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. In other words, if you don't have any self-control. I pray that you've been blessed this morning. Strengthened this morning by God's word. I know it was kind of erratic with me reading the Psalms a couple of times, two different translations, doing that on the fly, but that's just what I felt led to do. So I pray that it blessed you and that you've started your week off the right way with some wisdom and encouragement from God's word. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying for me and my family and for this podcast. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.